Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell, and today's episode is blessed with not one, but two amazing co-hosts. The first is my girl, Becky, who is a fan fave here on Bravo Happy Hour, and the second is Karina, who is a virgin on the show, even though I didn't even write that. Like, I literally just spitballed that virgin comment. I don't get it. The two are BFF who have known each other longer than Kyle Richards and Bethany Frankel, and if Tinsley Mortimer ever starts that Real Housewives of Chicago spinoff, both of these ladies would surely be on the cast. Welcome to the show.
Happy to be back.
If anyone knew who I was, they would not believe the virgin comment, but we'll keep it moving.
I don't know where that came from.
I loved it.
It was an improv moment, and I immediately said it was like, I'm completely disrespectful to guests on my show. So this is happy hour. So I sadly am not drinking because I still technically have to work after this. But Karina, what are you drinking right now?
I am drinking Asa Diamond Water, sold exclusively at Ross.
How?
Dress for less.
One, I've never been to a Ross Dress for Less, but I think I'd like it. But I can't believe that water is not expired. Like, what year
honestly,
did they make it?
I had to like check it. I don't know if Diamond Water is canceled and then the Brig Ross just bought the rest of Diamond Water that was left over, or if they're still producing this as a product, but it was $4, comparable value. I don't know how much it was actually because I didn't buy it for myself, but there's no expiration date. But the bottle, honestly, I'll refill it. I'm gonna give it like a 6 out of 10 on the water scale. It was pretty deep.
Wow. I mean, there's diamonds in it, so like
one tiny little diamond in a large tank of water.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing on eBay it sells for $12, so looks like you did get a deal at Ross.
I guess I got a bargain.
I honestly was surprised that Ross still existed in the first place.
It is actually a great place.
I've never, is that like a Midwest thing?
I mean, they have to have it in Tarongelas because that's where the diamond water is made.
She dropped it off herself. Well, someone who is very, very familiar with only drinking water all day, Teddy Mellencamp from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, has been under a lot of pressure this past week. So she has announced that Bravo has fired her, and all of this has come from Emily Gellis, who is an influencer muckraker, basically, who I guess the diet world didn't know we needed. I'd never heard of this girl until like 2 weeks ago when she exposed this other diet girl, Tanya Zuckerbot, on like her F Factor diet, which like I'd never heard of. So I was like reading the Times and that's how I found out about it. And then she recently started getting a lot of people writing in saying that Teddy's all-in accountability program is literally a starvation diet where you eat 500 calories, 60 minutes of cardio every day, and a ton of other horrible things. And then everybody started going after Teddy, and now Teddy is obviously on the defense and not apologizing, naturally, and Bravo actually stood up and candor.
I think they were going to fire her before, to be honest, but we can give them the credit for this, I guess. but we all know she's a snooze. So
yeah, yeah. And that taco was disgraceful from her diet.
I have the recipe. 8 leaves of butter lettuce. 1
The audacity of whoever wrote this and typed it up is insane. Off the charts.
Is there any nutritional value of butter lettuce? That's what I want to know.
No, it's just like basically water. Water with a little crunch. Crunchy water. 1 avocado. So she's like, it's called healthy fat. It's good for you.
Wait, the whole avocado? I'm kind of surprised.
It's sliced. Yeah. But if it's 8 butter leaves, I'm thinking this makes 8 little cups.
It does. It definitely does from the photo that I saw.
This is, I believe, for a family of 4. Just kidding. This is what Teddy's family eats. Yeah, 8 butter lettuce wraps.
Oh my God.
There is a quarter of a red onion. Okay. Adding additional little crunch. I love it. 8 orange slices, which just gets criminal, like in terms of a recipe standpoint.
Yeah.
But
why would you put you're putting orange on it? I don't know where this is going.
Now it's like squishy and like wet with the avocado.
So we're like, it's a citrus avocado taco leaf taco?
Oh, just wait. And then there's 8 mint leaves. So each taco gets their own mint leaf to add like an additional, like very pungent flavor to what already was kind of a clusterfuck of flavor. Mm. And then lime juice.
Okay, so we're really going the citrus route. Mm. Mm-hmm. I think my first red flag for this diet was when we watched and they had a retreat. Because anytime that I see a retreat, I just automatically assume that you're joining a cult or something weird's happening or an MLM. So that seems like it was like a Beachbody conference, but like for a richer people.
Yeah. And now I understand why they ate so much on that episode this season when they went there, because they were not eating anything during it. And I understand why they ditched the second half of it, even though they only went for like 30 minutes, because they were fucking starving.
And even they like went to the bar after and all got wasted, like because they all had nothing in them, had done like an hour and a half of kickboxing in a conference room. The entire event was kind of a crock of shit. And I've been ragging on this diet for pretty much since the beginning of her being on the show, because one, I don't believe a daily weigh-in is really helpful. Like, you can eat a lot of watermelon and retain a lot of water and be a couple ounces heavier than the day before. So to have to send a picture of your scale to your accountability coach, who is not a trained nutritionist, seems a little aggressive. And then if you see some of the responses of the trainers, they'd be like, get it together. Do you even care about your friends and family? You're 1 ounce away from dying of being so fat.
I need one of those accountability coaches, honestly. Where do I hire one?
It's called All In by Teddy.
I was going to say, she's out of a job right now, so she definitely is going to be accepting new clients.
When she was first on the show, I was unclear on whether or not she had created this company or she was just part of this MLM scheme, and I'm still not sure. I'm like, did you just climb the top of this pyramid, or like, where are we at? Like, she invented the diet.
Or is she just the face because her dad was famous?
Yeah, well, I think she like started it. So I ended up listening to her podcast, which, oh my God. Teddy has a podcast. It's called Teddy.
I don't know if I could sit with that.
It was hard for me, but like a couple weeks ago I reported on a podcast episode and some girl was like, you can't report on the podcast episode if you don't listen to it. It's like, love you, thank you so much for tuning in. I only have a hugely busy job and life. Okay, so I listened and she was just completely unapologetic, but she was saying, she was like, what made me start All In 6 years ago was chronicling my weight loss journey on Instagram, and so many people were so interested in what I was doing in my program that they just said, Teddy, can you mentor us? And so then she started taking on like little private clients, and I guess started like hiring these people who desperately need a job, like on Craigslist, who can like text and harass people who have no nutritional background, like to work with her. And then I guess it's become a big thing since being on the show. But another weird part of all of this is that she makes all of her clients sign NDAs. So even if they did really want to speak on the record about what she did, they would get you know, legally penalized, which is really sketchy. And she on the podcast, which again, you guys don't even listen to it. If you click it, you're giving her money. And it was so hard for me to like stomach that reality, but don't click it. Just stay here and listen to this instead. So she was saying that, well, you know, I'm a housewife and people just really started signing up for the program to be near me and to get involved with me. So I made them all sign NDAs. It's like, I don't think people really thought they were gonna like talk to you directly.
Also, Teddy, no one cares that much about you. Like, I'm sorry, but you're not Kris Jenner. We're not signing NDAs at the door here, okay?
We're not Lala and Randall.
That's... No.
In Palm Springs.
I didn't even, it was so unclear that there was even a diet involved or any nutritional aspect, like, until this season, really, for her whole program.
Well, she vehemently denies it being a diet program. It's like, well, if it's not a diet program, then why is 60 minutes of cardio 7 days a week required in addition to daily weigh-ins? That is very much a diet. And as much as like, she's like, oh, well, in the beginning, the first 2 weeks, you could really only eat minimal calories. And I've seen crazy shit. Like I had this book where it was like, literally called French Women Don't Get Fat. I'm Italian Irish, like my bones do not work like a French woman's, but it was like, okay, so the first 3 days just eat leek soup, and I was like, well, I'm out like what is a leek, first, and two, I can't do this.
That's an appetizer.
Was Teddy like big and became small ever, or like I don't understand, like, it's for the authority be a weight loss specialist, or like she's not a doctor. Did she go to college for it, or like kind of training?
In her perspective, her story, from her perspective, my understanding is that she was told she was too heavy when she was trying to act, right? And so, and then she gained a bunch of weight, and then and spiraled, and then lost weight.
Yeah, so she's an inspiration to all. Really,
yeah, but she wasn't, I mean, I'm not a fucking health expert, but she was not fucking obese.
No, and her 500 calories a day, I don't think a doctor would ever approve of that, but you know, whatever.
No.
Get it how you live, Teddy, you know, make your guap, I guess, but you got caught, so there you go.
Well, then like her apology video looked like she'd been crying for like 4 days straight. She's like, I'm totally good, and I'm real, like, I'm so real, like they fired me, like I didn't get asked back, like they fired me. And it's like, Teddy, yeah, you basically were a friend of this season. Like, once you can't drink, and I love how Sutton was basically like, oh God, you're pregnant. Ugh.
I know. I mean, even my mom, who has two grown children, who watched that episode with me, was like, dude, relax. It's fucking boring.
Well, that was the thing.
Grasping for straws at a storyline, I feel like, because I think she knew that people thought she was boring, and she was really hoping that like this was going to get her a storyline, and she's just, that wasn't it, you know, it was
well, I think that she tried to do that with the pink hair too. She was like, okay guys, pink hair. Like, that doesn't give you a personality.
Oh my God. Yeah. And also, like, speaking as somebody who doesn't drink, it's like, I don't think it's the pregnancy problem. Like, it's not like just that you can't drink, that people are bored.
No. Well, one other thing that is a little sketchy about this situation is that she also has all of these people paying her directly on Venmo. So it's not through like a real business. So like the IRS is going to come a knocking, honey, because if you've quote unquote saved 15,000 lives, then that's 15,000 people who potentially have paid you in shady ways. So then I went into Venmo and tried to see if I could find it. And I found like All In by Teddy's Venmo account. And then Teddy Mellencamp's is there too. And I talked about this on like an episode, like probably 5 months. I don't even know time, 3 months ago. And my friend who came on was like, oh yeah, I've been going through Housewives Venmo accounts. And hers was just like, glam, 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 glam.
Oh my God.
The ultimate glam shamer. Look who's getting glam now.
Yeah. I can't believe that you can see her, but like she doesn't have a private, or she doesn't make these private. Like now I want to go look up celebrities' Venmos. I will spend hours.
Yeah, it's a hole.
I would be stirring shit up. I would be stirring shit up purposely, like Venmoing like randos or like exes like a dollar just to stir shit up if I was famous on my fucking Venmo.
I'm such an FBI agent. Like, I will go on people's Venmos to find out the most crazy stuff about them, and no one even knows I do this weird shit. I just do it alone.
No, I feel that way. Where, like, I will, like, delete Instagram off my phone, and I get so bored. I'm like, let's see who's still hanging out on Venmo.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man.
You're checking the weather app, like, 10 times.
I'm like, wait. Raining at 4 o'clock today. Thank God I don't leave. So literally the other day I looked out the window and it was raining, and I just moved, and so I don't have like an umbrella or anything, and I don't go into an office, and I looked out the window and I was like, what would I have done if I had to leave? It was like the most, I don't know. I was like, oh my God, things have changed. Things have really changed. I can't even go in rain. I haven't been in rain in 7 months.
I know.
Well, one other weird thing. So Kyle Richards came to Teddy's defense, obviously, because they sleep in beds together in Europe. And she messaged Emily saying, just because you bully a housewife doesn't mean you'll ever be one. Like, what? You missed the whole fucking point from another woman who's had an eating disorder that she opened up about last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I understand like wanting to defend your, best friend, I guess, but honestly just staying silent and not saying anything at all would be like the only two of like doing the right thing and standing by your best friend right now. And like
Kyle loves to be neutral, so I just don't understand why all of a sudden she's starting to pick fights. I think she's starting to see the end of her Real Housewives career.
She's like high-key neutral, low-key not neutral.
Low-key shady, but you know she never, you know. And also, Kyle, I don't think this girl that is exposing diet plans wants to be a housewife, but thank you for that.
Yeah, I just feel like, it's like, okay, Kyle, just...
Like, we got it, Kyle, you're the OG of BH, like, we got it. Thank you. Your
she was born and raised in this town.
until Kathy signs on to that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I'm still waiting. Okay. You haven't fulfilled your entire need.
And I want like Kyle to be like treated like shit by a sister, like, because she only used Kim for the first like few seasons as like a scapegoat. And like, that was her storyline, was like, I'm such a good sister. She's such a drunk. It's like, okay. But like, you definitely have problems too. Like, but we're not seeing them. So I want Kathy to come on, but I feel like it'd be kind of like a New Jersey Housewives thing where Teresa didn't want Melissa to be on the show because it like steals her spotlight. And so I think if Kathy came on, Kyle would be really, really threatened because her skeletons would come out. And Kathy also is like very fabulous and quite rude, so I feel like she'd be a fan favorite. And like Paris Hilton's mom.
I would love to see Kathy and Chris come on, or Chris Jenner together, and I would, or just Chris as a friend of, you know, of Kathy.
Yeah. Oh my God, that would take down Kyle for sure. Even though Kyle has known what's her name, Chris, for a while, I still don't think like those reality stars have any like real like friendships. I feel like they'd easily end friendships for no reason.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they have like 30 plus years of secrets. So.
Yeah, like OJ Simpson related secrets.
Oh,
like,
God.
Deep
rooted. The morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
Oh, yeah. She's still like.
I still want her to have a diamond. I will forever stand wanting her to have a diamond.
I bet, you know, Kyle texted Andy like the minute Teddy was like released from the show and was like, I know the perfect person.
Yeah.
Faye.
Yeah.
This.
Honestly, if she would write that tell all about her own dead friend, imagine what she'll do on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Exactly. And then like go into Playboy, like as like she like in another spread, like, honey, she is morally corrupt.
She is, and I love every minute of it.
Me too.
Well, I speaking of another potentially morally corrupt person, I don't know what started this tweet, but Brandi Glanville, I just saw this like an hour ago, tweeted at Camille Grammer, everybody put earmuffs on your kids for this one, One more thing at Camille Grammer. Like, I don't even know what was before this, but this was the part that disgusted me. One more thing at Camille Grammer. Get off Twitter and go raise your kids or massage your husband's prostate. Better yet, spend some of your unearned alimony instead of trying to ruin the other women on the show. You are such a bitter cunt. I'm off to go help my son prep for a test. Like, you can't like go in so hot and then be like, gotta go. He's taking his SATs in the spring. Like, we gotta go.
We're in COVID. She's at home learning right now. Okay. She is the SAT proctor.
That's a terrifying thought.
Imagine her being your at-home teacher. Those poor kids.
I know.
There's no way Eddie's letting her do the remote learning. I'm sorry. I don't know much about him and his educational background, but if I was anything to do with that family, I would ensure that we hired someone or she wasn't home. The nanny would probably be better.
Leanne Rimes, like, needs to be handling at-home education with him. Like, what is
or, like,
she...
someone from her family needs to take over the situation.
Yeah, someone has to take her just phone away in the evenings, because it seems like just this, again, like, I don't know what triggered this, and I didn't, once I read it, I was like, I can't go back, like, nothing Camille could have said warranted that response, but okay.
Yeah. Camille's been quite active on Twitter lately, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, she, I don't think, has a lot going on. She's still like, maybe I'll get half a diamond next season again.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't get a diamond. She gets a cubic zirconia. Well, moving on to some East Coast news. Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leakes has officially decided to leave Atlanta. We've been talking about it on this show for what feels like the past 6 years of NeNe's stunts of, I'm leaving the show, I'm on the show, we're in negotiations, we're this. After 12 seasons of being on the show, she made a statement saying, after extremely long, exhausting, tiring negotiations, they're blah, 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 it's been really hard. She decided to not be a part of The Real Housewives of Atlanta season 13. It wasn't an easy decision, but it was hard, blah, blah, blah. Her specifying, I won't be on season 13 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta makes me feel like she's just going to come back for like 14 or 15. Like, yeah, she didn't close the door fully.
Definitely.
She left the opening. She's been weird and shady about this for like the last couple months though, and I want her to like be real about the reason, because she's been like, what, tweeting at Andy like, we need to talk, like, when all of the firing started happening. And I'm like, are they not paying you enough, or is there some tea? Because if there's tea, spill it, NeNe.
Yeah,
I wonder what it is. When she said like, I've been on an extremely, extremely long, exhausting, tiring, emotional negotiation, it makes me feel like they were like, you're either friend of or you're off. And she was like, well, no, maybe I could be a friend of, but at least keep my, you know, cast rate, because they get paid per episode. So she might have been like, pay me for the episodes I'm in, but at my current rate. So that's kind of like what I was thinking, just because I like work in production and I know how people think. And especially when you feel as if you're like the big kahuna on the show and like you deserve all of the money, it's hard to like be demoted in a way. But I think she'll be back. I think this is like just another publicity stunt moment she's doing.
Yeah.
She did say a comment saying, I'm just so happy I got to be, I was a part of a genre that opened doors for Black ensemble reality shows to step up and be a part of what we love in what we love so much, which is reality TV, which I agree. Cause I feel like The Real Housewives of Atlanta put a lot of like those other shows with mainly Black ensemble casts together, whether it's like Love and Hip Hops. And I don't watch those ones though. I feel like that's like a slippery slope for me. I'm like, I can't get invested in like three new franchises of one franchise.
Cardi B episodes are worth it. If you just don't watch any other Love and Hip Hop and just watch the scenes with Cardi B, you will be very happy with yourself.
I was just gonna say the same
thing. I remember like years ago, I was like at my friend's house. She's like, oh my God, you have to see this funny girl on Instagram. And it was Cardi B, and we watched like 40 of her videos at once. And then the fact that she just like blew up to this like mega star is wild.
I'm super excited for all the art she's gonna make from this divorce. So stay tuned.
she got that WAP. So there's definitely gonna be something good coming out. I mean, maybe she'll join the Real Housewives of Atlanta. even though she doesn't live in Atlanta.
Actually, yeah.
No, she doesn't live in Atlanta. She's on the East Coast.
No, New York, but they're in need of cast members too, so.
Oh, could you imagine? She was in
California, no?
She's from the Bronx.
Right. I remember her 73 questions. Mike, my friends were working on it, and they were like, yeah, we're going to her like mom's apartment in the Bronx. And I'm like, that is really awesome. It was just like, wait, you usually see like sprawling mansions or like Bella Hadid at like a horse farm in Beverly Hills. And she's like, oh, you guys want to come to my mom's house on, you know, 191st? They're
like, exactly. It's awesome.
Okay. So,
could you imagine Cardi B with, with like Luann?
Oh, oh my God.
Rona.
Rona would be like,
Leah was bad.
Take your wet ass pussy somewhere else. If.
Oh my God.
God. If they, and like even the tattoos, I thought Leah's tattoos were in your face.
Yeah. I feel like they're gonna clean house on New York, which I know everyone has been talking about already, but
I'm trying to think. Yeah, we got Dorinda out, and then Louie I don't think is going anywhere.
No,
I think Ramona will probably stay.
Key would love them to fire her, like after this reunion going on.
Jeez,
it would be so juicy.
She would like, I feel like, ruin Bravo's life. Like, I feel like they're like, if we fire her, it'll just be so much worse. I feel like Ramona needs to like meet a man who basically tells her to quit the show, a la Tinsley, for her to actually ever do that. Like, I feel like she would need some sort of ultimatum.
No, like she would definitely do everything in her power to make sure that the Real Housewives of New York just stopped.
Torches the show somehow.
Yeah.
So Vanderpump Rules land has so many babies on the horizon. First, we have to talk about Lala Kent and Randall Emmett having a gender reveal this weekend. And they had this like skydiver parachuting in with like a pink net thing, like balloon net behind them, which I've never seen before. And like, can we cancel gender reveals? Like,
yeah,
I thought that they were canceled after we just started like a wildfire that was like destructive of, I don't know,
like 25,000 acres of land over like a
maybe because she thought there was not no the fire first involved time.
I was just gonna say, it just shows how out of fucking touch she is, because she's in California doing this and like posting about it too, no less.
She's like, that's why we did it in an empty desert. Hello. There were no pyrotechnics. And she
did
had,
you
like,
need an NDA? Did you need an NDA to attend the gender reveal party?
100%. And like, yeah, it was like Kristen was there, I think Stassi, Jackson, Brittany. So just like all the wrong side of history. They're all just hanging out together. But also, like, a lot of her decor was very Pinterest board, which I found oddly endearing, where I was like, oh, like, this, you went to Michael's craft store. Like, you really, like, bought, like, a silver Sharpie. Like, so we got that, whatever. And then Jackson Brittany have announced that they are giving birth to the spawn of Satan this April 2021.
Truly.
That gender reveal will be this weekend, and I'm positive a fire is going to start because of it. I don't want to make light of this, but like, they, Jax definitely has like a full fireworks show planned for like his.
I'm sure Sandoval's coming out of like a cannon, like with I guarantee you there's going to be some kind of cannonball involved.
No, he's having his own gender reveal party for himself at the same time as Jax is.
He's busy that day.
He's like, Ariana and I are gender neutral, and so at this party we're gonna decide what we are, and we're costumes, slides, jello,
some really tone deaf, like gender neutral,
yeah, exactly,
party.
Super tone deaf,
dress like your
yeah.
favorite gender neutral person from history. Something they would do, honestly. And Ariana would be low-key not trying to do it, but like going along with Tom, knowing she's gonna look bad on TV anyways.
I used to say bless her heart, but no, she needs to stop herself.
I just have a very important question. At what point is Kristen's in vitro announcement going to come out, because there's no way that she's gonna allow all these people having a baby and she's not getting one.
Did we check Instagram? I feel like it could actually be happening right this moment. No, on Instagram,
not even in vitro. Carter is the sperm donor, like 100%. Like, to me, he's just my sperm donor. We're not together. He's only sleeping over and taking me to my doctor appointments. Yeah. The doctor is at 10 a.m. He has to sleep over.
Hello, it's called logistics. I liked when she was like, all I have of his is a box of dildos. And I'm like, he's taking those used dildos back? I feel like if there's a dildo exchanged in a relationship, the woman keeps it. I mean, if the guy's into it too, that's his business. And maybe you guys can have a separate conversation, but I feel like if there's a sex toy purchase in the relationship, the woman gets to.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Keep it, but
I feel like whoever's house it's at the time of the breakup, leave it there. Like, yeah, it's your business if you want to keep using it, but like, we don't need to acknowledge the toys, like, or like, be like, do you want this or do I want this once we're breaking up? You know what I'm saying?
The text message chain of all the pictures going back and forth of all the different dildos. And Carter's like, just hearting the ones that he wants to keep. And she's putting post-its on the ones she's going to keep. Like, come on.
He's like, did you boil them or did you just clean them with like soap? Like,
you never went the extra mile for me.
She puts hot sauce and tahini all over.
Or like pulls a Dana and like puts it through like the litter box and in the toilet, like that guy's necklace. I'll never forget.
Oh my God,
that.
Honestly, like, that's amazing.
I wasn't into it. I was like, I don't like litter boxes. I would never touch one, even if I was like paid to. So I'm like, you put a necklace in there? And the poor guy's like, okay, like puts it right back on. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, I mean, fuck litter boxes, but also that's why I live for it. Like, I just live for that moment when he was watching that episode and saw that at home. And he was wearing, you know, he was wearing the necklace when he saw the episode. Like,
he probably still is.
Definitely dark.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely still is wearing it.
So we'll see about what this gender is. Jax also has on his Instagram bio that he is a TV writer / show creator. So I'm very interested.
No.
God knows he's writing a spinoff. He's like, Brittany and I decided to actually start acting. And we're going to play ourselves 10 years ago in a comedy.
That's exactly what it is.
Brittany, right now, another person who used to have my sympathy. And now I just think you're a dumbass. Why are you having a child with him?
Well, she lost her accent. Like, on the show, she plays it up. And then on the, like, one of the Instagram videos I was watching this weekend, she was like, wow, Lala, aren't you excited? And I'm like, wait, what happened to the Kentucky girl? Like,
probably the acting coach is telling her.
Yeah.
She's doing voice lessons.
Yeah, for sure is, dude.
You want her Venmo?
Very terrifying. I'm about to figure it out. I'm on the case. I'll let you guys know. I'll keep you posted.
Oh my God. Yeah, I definitely won't be watching any show that he's creating. That's
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if I can watch any show that he's on anymore. Period.
I mean, I just had so much love for Vanderpump, and you know, they really lost me this season, but they really lost me at the gay bashing priest and Jax was always trash, but we liked, you know, we liked Brittany, and now I just, they all can go with their matching houses and their matching babies. I'm done.
I was literally just about to bring up the gay bashing priest and say, like, are we really surprised that these people are still having gender reveal parties and still like, like adhering to these like fucking awful standards of society, like false standards. I don't even like, yeah, I'm sure they don't even know that it's problematic. Like, they might know that there was a fire because of the gender reveal party, but they definitely don't understand that there's any other reason to not have it.
Definitely not. And like, let's not put a pin in this priest. He's going to be at the christening, like in the back pew, if not like putting holy water on the baby's forehead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was like, that's the reason why Tom will have his own party, to bring that up.
Ariana's going to have a kid just to spite them to have a kid who has the christening the same day, which is like, exactly. That's the other thing. It's like, thank God they're not filming right now, because then we would have to get the baby showers, the baby shopping scenes. Whoa, let's build a crib. Wow, my husband won't help me build a crib. It's like, well, that is such a you problem, honey. Like, if your man can't build a crib, you think he's gonna watch that kid for 3 hours while you like see a friend? Yeah, right.
No, I'm just glad that we don't have to live through the Schwartz in the crib as an adult joke, because I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it.
All of them wearing onesies at a party or something.
Yeah, like, you're definitely gonna be in a diaper.
Yes.
Yep, no.
Diaper. No.
Onesies and a diaper at like a second bachelorette party or bachelor party. Like, Schwartz needs a bachelor party where he can go cheat on Katie on camera again before their baby is born.
They actually lost the second marriage certificate, so now we're gonna have a third wedding that Lisa Vanderpump pays for conveniently.
I feel bad for Katie. Like, I wonder like how she feels in all of this. Because obviously Tom like just reeks of bong water and like is like a 15-year-old little boy. Like, he can't be raising anybody. He couldn't keep a lizard alive. And like, aren't lizards supposed to live for like 20 years? Like, that's a
yeah.
And he was like, this lizard's depressed. I'm like, well, that's how would you know so that? How would you know that?
Yeah, every single one, him and every single male on that show are all going to be fathers that are like, I'm babysitting my kids tonight.
Yeah.
No, sir.
100%.
You were sitting at your home with your children.
Jax with a baby, like, I cannot compute. It doesn't, there's no image I can even create in my mind of what that's going to look like.
I was like, I truly, my heart truly did drop a little bit when I saw your post, Megan, on the Bravo Happy Hour account, because I was just like, shit, I don't feel bad for you anymore, Brittany, but there is a part of me that's like, I'm so sorry, this person is gonna be in your life forever now.
And like, I don't know, like towards the end of last season, you just kind of watch them like have this like weirdly strained relationship where like he just talks down to her, and we always knew it. When you really see, she's like, what am I supposed to just stand up for you the rest of my life? And he's like, yes, I will never change.
God.
She's like, what did I sign up for?
Oh.
Poor girl.
They just made it so permanent with those babies, man. Like, we could have all slept well at night, hoping that, like, secretly that part of this was all just for TV. And then they had to go spread their seeds and put them in places. And now I'm upset.
And I honestly feel like Jax has like a couple kids out there in the wild. Like, I feel like
he better never ancestry DNA, dude. He's in trouble.
I'm sorry, I still don't believe. Like, is he doesn't even know whether or not the girl who got pregnant season one had the abortion.
Yeah.
High key. Like, he never followed up with that, high key. Like,
no. He's like, ooh, I forgot to text her back.
I think she got an abortion.
Thank God. He's like, I'm a convenient Catholic because I love that abortion. Damn, that was a good abortion. Well, speaking of other idiots on Vanderpump Rules, Stassi Schroeder last week went on the Tamron Hall show, where Tamron Hall basically held her to the flames a little bit with her like racial comments, talking about being Nazi chic, making fun of the Me Too movement, you know, casual, non-offensive things. And right. So she was basically talking about it in this interview, how she hired a diversity coach, and the coach they would do a Zoom once a week, and they would talk about Black history. And Tamron Hall is looking at her, and she was just like, where do you get one? She was like, you just go on the internet. That's where you can find everything. So I found a diversity coach. She gave her weekly assignments, and she had to, I guess, she couldn't say exactly what she actually did. And Tamron was like, so what was your most recent assignment? And she goes, well, I took a test that gauged my inherent bias towards racism. And I was like, okay, what was your score, honey? Like, fill us in. And even she said at one point, she goes, I can really speak to Black Lives Matters now.
That
and
was Tamron goes, hard to watch.
That's a reach. Like, that's a reach. Honey.
The what? Reach at the least. Yeah.
And she had the most, like, bare bones answer when Tamron goes, she asked her, oh, so if you were talking to your friend and they were to tell you, like, all lives matter and you're supposed to say why Black Lives Matter, she goes, well, all lives cannot matter until Black lives do. And I'm like, dude, you just pulled a meme. Like, that's the best you can do.
Seriously?
With this whole situation. And she seemed so frazzled the whole time. Like, she wasn't expecting to be drilled. Like, what did she think she was on? Like, what did she think she was doing that morning?
Well, that was, like, the frustrating part, because so many people after the show ended up accusing Tamron of, like, blindsiding her and making her feel uncomfortable. And, like, that is literally, like, white victim mentality, where it's like, I only agreed to come on this show to talk about race. And then she asked me questions about race, like, bare bones questions. Like,
seriously,
like, very, very, not simple topics. Obviously, like, you're being televised, you know you're already keep getting in trouble for talking out of your ass and being ignorant. So of course, like, she was going in a little bit nervous, but there also is, like, actual learning to be done. And Tamron even said, she was like, I was cognizant that she's 5 months pregnant. I didn't want to make her feel bad. She's like, I didn't bring up the Me Too comments. Like, I didn't do a lot of things. And I told her exactly the topics that we were going to talk about. I don't need to send her all of the questions, because at a certain point, like, you're a human being. If you can't answer questions from the heart, then, like, your performative responses to the questions that you already know and coming at you, like, will just be, you know, scripted. Like, you're sitting in front of a fucking Zoom camera. You could have your answers right in front of you, like, right next to the camera. Like,
she's really lucky that she even got the platform to even go on to even try to defend herself weekly. And seriously, she has the caucasity to now try to come for this woman. And she was asked specifically not to bring up the Me Too comments by, I guess, Stassi's team, aka Bo. And she didn't bring it up out of respect for her and her pregnancy, which she didn't even need to do that, because she's literally giving you a platform right now, which you shouldn't even have.
Yeah, and honestly, like, you're literally being invited onto a show to talk because you made racist, ignorant comments. You're not being invited to talk for anything else. Like, that's what they asked you to come discuss.
The questions weren't even hard. They were very basic. I feel like she did kind of come at her with reason. And I feel like Stassi was so frazzled by, like, the even every time that she brought up the fact that she had made a bad comment on her podcast, she goes, well, like, she wasn't prepared to even be asked questions about race. And it's like, before this even interview even happened, you knew what we were talking about, so don't come unprepared.
And even she made a comment, she was like, okay, so you grew up in New Orleans, which has a massive Black population, and now you live in Los Angeles. You were alive for the Rodney King riots. You live in that city. You have no idea about race. You've never once thought about race. And she went to, like, Catholic school growing up, so, you know, God knows what they're really teaching them in some history classes, to never even once as a grown adult think, wow, racism is real and prevalent. Like, how could you never, like, once have that thought? And, like, even if you're dumb, like, you have to acknowledge race at some point. And it's surprising that she didn't say, I don't see color. Like, that was the next line I was
that was the vibe that I was seeing. Yeah. And I was very afraid, very waiting for that. And honestly,
I mean, she basically said it without saying that.
She wasn't ready to go on. She needs to do more work. Obviously, her diversity coach, maybe they need to up that to 2 times a week instead of 1. Maybe she needs to take a couple more inherent bias tests and come back later when you're a little bit better prepared, because she wasn't ready to go on TV or whatever platform that is on to, like, even talk about anything.
Yeah, I would love to know if her diversity coach is white.
Oh. I would love to know that too, yeah.
I would actually put about $300 on it, and I would also say it was probably, like, Kristen, who also was like, I'm listening, I'm learning, new Jim Crow, ever read it? Like, it's my favorite fucking book. Have you ever seen 13th, that documentary? It's like, great documentary.
Great documentary,
and also amazing. Great book. But it just seemed like, oh my god, like, how are we going to, like, just tiptoe around your white privilege?
Well, it's just evidence that the people that she's surrounding herself with to this day are not at all challenging her thoughts. And they're probably, when she's having these conversations, like, yeah, you sound so good when you say that. It's, like, great. And it's like, no, you need to obviously change up who you're hanging out with and having these conversations with, because the minute you were, anyone applied even the slight most of pressure, she cracked. Like, if you're out here trying to tell Jax Taylor, like, okay, and then all lives can't matter until Black lives do. And he's like, yeah, Stassi, that's it. That's the line. Like, come on.
I know.
Oh, God. I know. Oh, well, we'll see more of them and their babies probably on screens eventually. I can't see this.
I guess,
ever really ending for them.
I will say, too, what you just said, Karina, was totally apparent that, like, one of the last episodes this season when they did, when the whole, like, prank with the cops, and Katie got really upset, and nobody had any idea why Katie was upset. Like, what?
And then Tom's, like, berating her, and then they still didn't really address why she was upset. And they, like,
no. They just probably went home, and she got screamed at. Like,
probably.
Okay, I doubt he even went home. Like,
no, I mean, like, as soon as I said that, I was like, I mean, the next day.
Yeah, like when he stumbles in.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of other horrible people, So, Below Deck Med star Malia White recently went up on Instagram saying how she broke up with her boyfriend Tom. She was posting lots of things implying that he is a cheater, which is not surprising. He definitely was getting, like, tons of cute girls signing into his DMs after being on the show. I can imagine if he wasn't so abusive, I'd be one of them. But he's so cute. I think he's so cute. But he's psycho.
He is a psychopath. Psycho. Like, how I don't even, watching it is hard.
You're making Aisha cry, and she's, like, the sweetest, like, most innocent human being, but okay.
So, there's so many monsters on that boat, too. For him to be the monster is, like, all right.
There's literally, like, a guy who got edited off the show, like, because he was such a monster. Like, he's there physically, but, like, I can't believe how many people have come and gone on this season. Like, we had Laura, the Italian monster number one. Well, Kiko was an angel. Angel from heaven.
I love Kiko. Justice for Kiko, dude.
We had Hannah, who was a monster in her own right, like a lazy monster. But I was into it.
I still love Hannah. I love Hannah. I'm sad she's gone. I don't like Bugsy.
Bugsy, like, works just too hard. I'm like, okay, we get it. Like, this is a job. We get it. But do something wrong. Like, get in trouble.
Yeah, like, when is she going to hook up with that guy?
Right? Like, he's, like, dying to hook up with her. She's like, I'm too nervous. It's like, you're, like, 30 years old. Like, just kiss him. Like, make out. Do more, like, have fun,
do something, dude. We need a little bit more from her.
For real. and then yeah, that's all for the people who got kicked off. And yeah, and then Pete, like, who just got, like, the edit off. Like, I've never seen
honestly forgot
like
his
it.
name. Thank you for saying that, because I forgot he was on the show. Sometimes you'll get a side profile of his, like, corner of his face, and you're like, oh right, I forgot about that guy. Like, I would love to know what his storyline would have been, like, just out of curiosity. Glad he's not on the show though, but oh yeah. Yeah, I feel like he was probably saying some problematic comments on board.
Well, he was. He was like calling Malia sweetie and then like made that like some comment to Bugsy when he first started. He's like, I'm giving you fuck me eyes. And she's like, oh, yeah. It's literally my first day. What are you saying, bro?
Dude.
So the biggest monster of all is Captain Sandy, who was doing a cameo. So cameo is when people pay for quote-unquote celebrities to make videos for them. And this is not a live thing. Like, you could delete the cameo and start over. So she was making a cameo for someone. And she kept in this phrase saying, Malia, I think, is secretly gay, to be honest. That's my opinion. And everybody in production thinks that. And coming from a gay woman, it was shocking and such a disgusting comment. Like, you, and then like gasps as if, oh God, this is public. People are going to see it. Yeah, you fucking idiot. And you also have the power to delete it and start over because you realize you did something wrong and you said something inappropriate. But you said send.
I think that she was drunk. Like, I know that she's talked about alcoholism, and this is not an excuse for doing that at all, 100% whatsoever. But there is a lot concerning. I was always a Sandy stan till I saw that and the whole nother side of her. And I'm like, yeah, maybe this is why we should just not drink anything and not go on cameos when you're over 40 and you don't know how to hit delete. I don't know. Does she not have a niece or something to help her out?
Yeah, I don't know. She definitely needed someone because it was disgusting.
So horrendous. Like,
and yeah, at least if she was drunk, it wouldn't have been an excuse for poor behavior, but you could be like, ah, crazy drunk. It's like, you know, when Teresa Giudice does drunk cameos, it's like funny. Same with Sonia. I'm like, this is endearing. Yeah. I love this. But they're not like outing people, and obviously, like,
yeah,
people are very sensitive about being quote unquote outed. Like, it's such an inappropriate thing to do, especially when you guys are co-workers and you're her boss, if anything. And like, she I swear, like, she must have been drinking or on something, like, because Sandy seems like very put together and not someone who would like fly off the mouth with comments like that. So I was shocked.
I was totally caught off guard by that. And I feel like us also, like, coming from her position as a female captain, like, knowing what Malia is going through, just being a woman trying to like rise in the ranks of being on boats, to also try to add that in to almost like take away or make something different of what Malia's worked so hard for and on that boat, to like give her a different twist or storyline or scandal or whatever she was trying to do. I feel like it's just discrediting all the hard work that Malia's been doing to try to like go up in the ranks and get to a captain, and like, it just sucks.
And like, Malia's been like an amazing bosun. Like, she's not really made any mistakes. Obviously, like, the whole thing with Hannah was annoying, and her whole relationship with Tom is frustrating to watch too. But like, that doesn't mean she's not a great bosun and a great leader. And being a woman having to lead three little boys basically all day long, and like, in the beginning she like really put her foot down and was like, no, we can have fun and I can be fun and jokey and we can have a great working relationship, but also like, at the end of the day, get your work done. And just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I'm not gonna like call you guys out for being, you know, unprofessional or not working hard enough or whatever the case is. And so it was upsetting, but she went on Instagram and made like a whole video being like, she's like, I don't really go on Instagram a lot. And then I got like 1,000 DMs, and she's like, I saw Captain Sandy was talking about my sexuality, and like, one, like, that is not true. And if it were true, like, I would be embracing that part of me. And she's like, I'm an advocate for the LGBTQ community, and like, how disgraceful for a grown woman to be saying this about like a young lady. So just, it's like, fucked.
Yeah, this is like, honestly, I really hope that is like the low-key reason why Teddy got fired from Beverly Hills, because like, what, I don't know if that anything about Denise,
she outed,
true,
I was like, did she out someone? I'm like, oh wait, yeah, yes, Denise,
yeah, like the whole storyline. But yeah, like, I mean, like, whatever, like, sorry that you got your feelings hurt because you heard that Denise was talking about you. Like, you don't even like her, so why does it matter? But like, no, you lied about having sex with a woman. Don't fucking lie. Like,
Denise has been out and by since like 2003. Like, this is not like new information.
But obviously that was like a secret, you know? Like, it's still outing some, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
And it's just like, I mean, Andy definitely asked her that, Teddy, that on an episode of Watch What Happens Live. And she was basically like, I didn't see it as outing somebody. I just thought of it as sharing information with my friend. Oh.
Yeah. On national television? Teddy. Weird.
Yeah.
That's so and weird.
I honestly, yeah, so weird. I'm sure you didn't think of it. That's cute. And I honestly think that Kyle and Kim kind of orchestrated that whole thing. Like, Kyle and Kim had definitely talked about this whole thing before Kim and Brandy came over that day.
Well, I'm sorry, Kim Brandy was... just happened to be in the car waiting on a film day to go to
like,
dinner.
She had like, to sign, she had like, to sign a release form that? Before she went into the house and get mic'd. Like,
there was professional lighting in the driveway. Like, they knew that...
Come on, guys. Like, we're stupid as viewers, but we're not that stupid, okay?
And like, also obviously Brandy is guilty of that as well, but
yeah, she definitely started that and she was the original person, but Teddy gave that story even more life and like
exactly.
took it upon herself to like make it her mission, even though it had absolutely nothing to do with her and she just happened to be sitting there to try to plan her baby shower, but all of a sudden it became about Teddy's mission against Denise. I don't know how she became so involved.
And like, even if it like really was like eating her up, I was like eating her out inside. Maybe. It was really like upsetting her. Like even that, like, is ridiculous. Like, again, why does another person's relationship bother you to this extent? But if it really was making you upset, like, pull her aside. Doing it at a dinner party, you know, in Rome, like, it's just generally not the right time.
No,
yeah, like, she just like never could understand how to be a good housewife, which is like, you could be shady
in the terms of Bravo.
Yeah.
Not the Stepford wives.
She's definitely a good Stepford wife. Wait, actually, speaking of like her as a housewife, so supposedly Edwin, her husband, was going on Reddit and going on all these blogs posting that Emily girl's phone number. And then she was getting all of these phone calls and, like, was getting, like, literally, like, death threats from strangers.
Wait, stop.
Don't you know better by now? First of all, our husbands need to sit down sometimes. I'm sorry, but, like, chill.
True.
Like, why are you on with your little fingers on the internet or your boomer finger? I guess he's not a boomer, but he might as well be. I don't know how old her husband is, but he's old.
He's a Gen Xer.
Okay, anyways, I'm just saying, like... We need to learn our lesson. It's called Google. Maybe Google similar situations like this if you don't understand what you're doing is wrong before you start making decisions. I don't know.
And also just like, don't dox somebody online. I don't know. Like, why would
was
you
that
want
her real number?
But yeah, also wait, because I follow this random, it's like some random Bravo, like, you know, pop culture account. And the day that this was all going down, I guess she has already, this account has already called out this Emily. Like, called this Emily girl out once.
Oh, is this Tracy?
Yes.
Oh my god, yeah, I saw that whole thing. I was gonna do like a whole deep
wait, so was it, she thought it was Tracy posting her information online, so it was Edwin really?
Yes, are Tracy and Edwin in cahoots? Like,
honestly, back to that, like, Teddy, like, okay, Stassi needed a diversity coach, like, Teddy needs to learn how to take the L coach, and I'd be more than happy to fill that role. Like, she doesn't know how to just cut her losses and walk away. Like, she always has to make it worse. Like, just
I was gonna
do it. You got caught. You got caught in your shady, weird business. Like, let it go.
You could just send her a Venmo request for like $500. Be like, it's $500 a week. We can get you to be held accountable for any of your own actions. Even last year, like, I can't remember what she lied about. Because like after her
all
season
the dog
happened.
Bullshit.
Oh yeah, and she was like, Andy was like, so were you being held accountable? And she's like, yes. And he's like, but did you lie? And she's like, well, yes. And he's like, so.
And he's like, and but you never apologized. And she's like, I am right now. I'm about to.
You didn't hear me. You cut me off, Andy. I was gonna.
I'm a professional at taking L's left and right. So I mean, Teddy, if you're listening, I'm available. I would love to show you how to gracefully make mistakes and then just hope everyone forgets them.
You should just tell you
holding a retreat. Yeah, you're holding a retreat account for as an accountability coach for accountability coaches.
It will be hosted in Wyoming on Kanye's Kanye's farm, but don't think anything weird of it. I just rented it for the weekend.
Don't worry, Tony.
It's relaxing.
There won't be any food. Don't worry.
We're not gonna eat. We're just gonna like eat. You know, we're gonna eat our words.
Yeah, okay.
They already practice food deprivation 24/7 anyway. It's all good. They're set up for it.
Oh my god. Well, ladies, that brings us to the end of today's episode. This was so much fun.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Where can people find you and follow you both?
I'm at Karina Beans with a C. Specifically, Carina Beans. And I am definitely not a comedian, but my life is a joke. So please follow along.
You have a great Instagram account, I would say. Give it a follow, y'all.
Agreed. You can follow me at Not Your Honey. I'm a photographer, but obviously also a pop culture guru. So
I like how your voice gets like so like quaint and you're like, I'm a photographer.
Got nervous because the first time I was on here, I like messed up my entire Instagram name like twice in a row. And I was like, okay, Megan will post it. Don't worry. And I just got a little traumatized for a second there. Like, I had a flashback.
Oh, I triggered you. I'm sorry.
Truly terrified.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.